Hi, and welcome to the fourth Orkyla podcast of 2009. I'm your host and camp photographer, Teo Stromer. This week, we begin with two camper stories. The first about a record-setting dock jump, and the second about the whale boom, an animal that's new to camp. We've also got an interview with Steve Miller, our facilities director, and we close with music from our alumni campfire, an annual event here at camp. Hope you enjoy the show. Last week, two of our Session 5 campers, Matt and Bill, set a new record for most consecutive dock jumps. After they finished, I asked them to tell me more about their experience.
My name is Bill, and my name is Matt, and we're at the dock.
Yeah, we're at the dock, and we just did
60 jumps.
Combined.
That's 30 each.
That's like the new record, and
we're so excited.
Extremely excited.
I decided to break the record because me and Bill had such a fun time doing the dock jump earlier this week.
We did it 7 times. We look back on that and we say that was nothing.
That was weak sauce.
But when we first did the 7 jumps, we were like, that's a lot. And when we figured out the record, we were like, let's do this tomorrow.
And it was actually like 3 days.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
When I was looking down, I was like, I don't want to do this. But when I saw Matt swimming to the side, it took him a little while to get ready to do that. But once he jumped in the water, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this, and I'm just going to jump. And that's exactly what I did. To jump off is like going into a cold shower, But it
surrounds you.
It surrounds you, and it's just amazingly cool how you jump into this freezing cold water. But after, like, the 6th or 7th time, it gets actually, it feels warmer in the water because your body's used to it. So I think that was probably the greatest experience in my life.
Yeah, and when jumping, it feels like you're weightless.
Next year, we're going to try to break our own record, or the new record someone else sets.
Yeah, we're going to come back and we're going to break it again.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much.
You're welcome.
I couldn't have done it without Matt. I couldn't have done it without Bill.
While walking through camp a few days ago, some of our turtlebacks from Waldron Cabin stopped to tell me about the whale boom, a recent animal addition to Camp Orkyla. Here's what they had to say. So no, to answer your question, I haven't heard about the whale boon.
Okay, well, so it's the discrimination against whale boons, and they're an endangered species, and they're part of the feline family.
This animal originated when we were on our island trip to Twin Lakes, and my friend Claire and my friend Kennedy were both awake as everybody else was, like, falling asleep. And Claire just randomly said, I'm scared of whales.
And bats.
No, a bat flew over my head.
And raccoons. And then Kennedy blurted out, the whale boon. So ever since island trip, we've been joking about whale boons coming.
And when they're mad, they go, meow.
They sound like a cat.
And they live in Texas. When you say whale boon,
and they're talking a southern accent.
They avoid floral prints.
And there's a song.
And Sandy.
Her name's
Sandy.
Yeah,
we should sing the song.
Okay. There's only one left.
Okay,
right.
Hey, Claire.
Let me see you whale.
Whale what?
Whale boon.
I've got my tail down low, my wings up high, and that's the way I whale a boon. Whale a boon, whale, a boom, boom, whale. A boon, well, a boom, boom.
Yeah, that is our story.
Yep.
It's pretty special.
Save the whale boons.
I'm here with Steve Miller.
Hi, Teo.
And Steve, what is your job here at Camp Orkyla?
I am the facility director, a.k.a. head toilet plunger.
So, yeah, just give me an overview of a day in the life of our facilities director and the types of things that you do here at camp.
Sure. So we have set things that we do every day, and we call them the chores. And things like we test our water system. We've got a Class A water system that we're in charge of, and so we'll check and make sure that the pumps are functioning properly, that our chlorine pump is working properly also, so that the water is being disinfected. We'll inspect the tank to make sure that we have sufficient water for the day. During the summer, we have our swimming pool that's functioning, and so we'll go down and make sure that all the chemical levels are good there, that the water level is where it should be. There's garbage pickup. We have, during the summer, 3 international staff that work with us that clean bathhouses, so get them lined out on each day. Get Jason and Dawn, who work with me year-round, to get them lined out on what their projects are going to be, work out any details. Just kind of strategize each day, see if anything new is come up, if something's broken, or if there's a new need programmatically, then we'll prioritize and attack.
What are some of the things that you have been working on recently?
Well, we just finished the hand wash stations outside the Norman Lodge. We finished those within the last 2 weeks, and we're working presently on a hand wash station for the barn. We're also upgrading the piping, the water piping in our water pump room. And we just finished working on the Marine Center as well. We added a second pump into the water delivery system for the aquarium. So you might notice that there's a little more flow over the waterfall, and that would be the result of that particular project. So there's that, and then this spring, the campfire pit was constructed, and we're still working out a few kinks in that particular situation, but it seems to be working out pretty well. Cabin expansion projects were worked on this last, winter, so those are working out pretty well, I think. There you go.
I have to ask about the Steve Miller Band. Mm-hmm. Are you a fan? Do you listen? Do you have your own Steve Miller Band?
Well, of course I have my own Steve Miller Band. I am Steve Miller Band, and I hear rumors that there's another Steve Miller in Friday Harbor, and I want to say that he is a fraud. He is using my name to his benefit, and I'm a little upset about it. I intend to go over and talk to him and, you know, have a cup of tea and work these differences out, but for now, I just want to say that I appreciate all of your appreciation for the 30 or 40 years worth of love and affection that I've received.
Steve Miller, thank you very much.
Hey, it was my pleasure. Anytime.
Alumni Campfire is an annual tradition here at Orkaila. We close this week with a song from alumni Pat Tye and Frank Candelario, Last Chance, which was written specifically for camp.
It's our last chance to praise the day. silent, glowing in the moonlight. Friends around the campfire. Occasionally, an eagle flies by, and boy, I couldn't get much higher. I wish I could stay here forever. I know I can't, but I can keep those memories.
Those are absolutely great. Great.
It's our last chance, it's our last chance. It's our last chance to praise the day. It's our last chance, it's our last chance. It's our last chance to praise the day. Sleeping outside under the sky, the stars to entertain us. Makes you realize this ain't no accident. Beauty comes straight from heaven. Someone put us here for a reason. I won't mention names, but I think you know who I mean. It's our last chance, it's our last chance. It's our last chance to praise the day. It's our last chance, it's our last chance. It's our last chance to praise the day.
Okay, let's try some. Let's split the campfire right in two. And everybody on this side, sing what Pat sings.
You got the easy part.
And everybody on this side, repeat after me.
It's our last chance, it's our last chance. It's our last chance to praise the day.
The sun's going down, it's getting pretty late. I wouldn't want to miss it, that would be a mistake.
I wouldn't want to miss it, that would be a mistake.
Cause praising the day is an awfully good way.
Praising the day is an awfully good way.
To show appreciation, come on, what do you say?
To show appreciation, come on, what do you say?
This week's podcast featured music by Chatham County Line. It's available at the Free Music Archive, freemusicarchive.org. The full link is available in our podcast description. That's all for this week. We'll see you soon.